6764 Alexandria, Louisiana 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to each and every one of you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on 88.1 FM. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 26 years, none other than in the person of
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we bring you the Moments of Inspiration broadcast ministry. It can be heard here every Saturday at 12:30 on your dial. That's right, my friend, call a neighbor. Tell them that Moments of Inspiration Perfecting the Saints is now on the air. And I tell you what, you've not tuned in a moment too soon. We always go around areas in which that the body of Christ can be exalted, in which that they can be brought to a level of understanding concerning the word, will, and way of God. So praise be to God. Right now, without any further preliminary, we're going to ask Minister Mildred, if she kindly will, to lead us in prayer, share a scripture with us, and lead us in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own? Who is Lord over us? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you blessed us to be here in. Lord, we just want to thank you once again for all that you did. Lord, you woke us up this morning. Father, you started us on our way. And for that alone, God, it's enough to thank you. Father, we thank you because we found nobody like you. Lord God, you've been so good to us. You've been so, so good. And for that, Lord God, we could continually to praise you. Lord, we'll continue to lift you up on high. Father, we give you glory today, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, even throughout this day, God, we ask you to look on your people that is in need. Lord, a lot of your people have so many needs. Lord God, salvation. Lord God, some hungry, some clothless, Lord. Some need a place to stay. Lord God, we're just asking you to look on them all. Lord, the older people, amen, in the nursing homes and all kinds of places, the hospitals. Lord, we're asking you to have mercy today because only you can do all of this. Lord God, because you're worthy to be praised, Lord, we put our trust in you. We put our confidence in you, Lord God, and we know you'll never let us down. And for that alone, Lord God, we thank you for having our backs. We thank you for what you're doing in this end time. And God, we forever give your name the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind praying.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise your name,
I
Jesus.
I don't mind praying. I don't mind praying to the Lord. I don't mind praying.
Yes.
I don't mind praying. I don't mind praying to the Lord. But here's the best part.
Yes.
I don't mind staying.
Yes.
Don't mind staying. I don't mind staying with the Lord. I don't mind staying.
All right, all right, all right.
I don't mind staying. I don't mind staying with the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't mind staying.
Praise him, praise him. Don't
see,
mind
I
staying.
Found out you don't get points for how you start off.
Well.
But you get points for how you finish.
Mm.
Amen. The race is not given to the swift, neither the battle given to the strong, but they that endure till the end shall be saved. Why, Jesus, did you say that? Because he said that the love of many will wax cold because of the things that will be coming upon the face of the earth.
Yes.
Amen. Brother would be against brother. The mother would be against the daughter. The father would be against the son.
Say
Wait
it.
Just a minute. All of these things must need take place before the end shall come. But you've got to be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. You've got to declare in your mind that I shall not be moved.
Hallelujah.
You know, they used to sing a song, one of the old time hymns. They used to sing, if I have to go by myself, I will go. If mama don't go, I'll go. If daddy don't go, I'll go. If husband, if wife, if children don't go, if I have to go by myself, I'll go. And brothers and sisters, that's what it's all down to right about now. We're coming to the close of the age where you've got to make your calling and election sure. But before we go into the preaching of our word today, Minister Milton, anybody you want to say a big old hearty God bless you too?
Amen. To Marco Yakes and Brittany. Out of McDaniel, out of Lawton, Oklahoma. I would like to say it. God bless you to Nico Jackson out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Amen. And to everybody out there in the radio.
Don't forget Sister Lisa.
Sister Lisa
Hall up around Joliet.
Everybody.
Illinois.
So everybody includes everybody.
Well, you know what? You're going to get in trouble when you start naming names.
That's why
and
I say everybody includes everybody. We
Hallelujah.
Just thank God for you in Jesus' name.
Amen. So even all of our friends around Alexandria, up around Shreveport, Monroe, some of you that call in and you tell us how much of the radio broadcast is a blessing to you. Certainly, we want to let you know that we appreciate you as well. All up around Natchez, Faraday, Jonesville. We thank and praise God for as far as we can be heard. Winfield, so many places. Places I've never even heard of. Up around Appaloosa, even Mama up there around Mamou. I never heard of Mamou. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I tell you what, wherever we can be heard, we just want to let you know that we love you in Jesus' name. And that Minister Milton and myself, we are available. Amen. We're not restricted to denomination, race, creed, or color. Amen. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you want someone to come share that gospel with you, we are accessible and available.
Yes.
Amen. Minister Milton, they can get in touch with us by simply dialing what number?
662-704-0630.
Praise be to God. You can call that number 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. That is the hotline lifeline. If you need prayer, amen. Immediately after this broadcast, you can call that number. We stand in agreement with you. Also, those of you, if you say, well, Bishop Townsend, we would like to just kind of hear a little bit more from you. We also have excerpts on YouTube. That's right. You can go to YouTube and see Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred Townsend by simply typing in K-I-N-N-E-Y Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D, and you'll pull up my name, Minister Mildred's name. If you type in Mildred Townsend, you'll pull up either way it goes, M-I-L-D-R-E-D Townsend. You'll pull up excerpts from our Moments of Inspiration telebroadcast that we used to have on Delta Fox in the Mississippi Delta. So you can pull up some of those excerpts. We'll be glad to have you pull those up, and you can correspond with us again. Also, we'd like to invite you, if you're in the Natchez area and surrounding areas, want you to come be our guest at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road in Natchez, Mississippi. That's right. All roads lead to Natchez, Mississippi. Amen. I would love to pray with you. We would love to stand in agreement with you. Amen. We would like to share in the things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because, again, we are at the end of the age. We are at the end.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And as we said before, there is a diabolical plot. Listen, I don't want you to prayer warriors out there. This is an alert to all prayer warriors. Do not let your guards down. Even as the pagan festive holiday of Halloween is rapidly approaching, I want to make you known that Satan is still trying to pick up velocity and strength. Watch your children.
Man.
Amen. Watch your children. Make them aware. Mothers, fathers, sons, while you go out to the mall, even when you go to Chuck E. Cheese's and they got to go to the bathroom, make them aware of the times in which that we're in. While you're at McDonald's or wherever you might be at, while they're playing, make them aware that they are not to go with strangers any place and any time. These are the times that we're living in, and these are the things that the Lord wants the children of God to be aware of. That's why the scripture tells us to be wise as serpents and yet harmless as doves. Amen. Because the enemy thrives on ignorance. He thrives on you just being nonchalant in the things. Amen. And when you understand these things, then you're going to have a watchful eye. I didn't say get paranoid. No, didn't say get paranoid, Minister Mildred, but we want God's people to know that, amen, that the enemy comes in like a flood.
Oh, yes.
He don't play fair. Amen.
Amen.
But the word of God says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, what's going to happen? The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Well, this is the standard that's being lifted up, amen, to let you know, brothers and sisters, because you know what? What's worse than a wolf in sheep's clothing? Can I tell you? You may not be ready for this. Can I tell you what's worse than a wolf in sheep's clothing? Minister Mirren, you want to tell them?
Well, a shepherd in
sheep's clothing.
Oh, God.
What's worse than a wolf in sheep's clothing is a shepherd in sheep's clothing and yet masquerading because of the wolf-like tendency.
Oh, yes.
Even the apostle said, he said that after my departure, he said, grievous wolves shall come in, not sparing the flock.
Man, it's
but speaking heresies
today
and all type of diabolical things. We're living in that dispensation of time right now. But the word of God says you need not that any man teach you anything, but the Holy Ghost will bring back to your understanding all things. You see, brothers and sisters, we've got to get things back in the order in which that God wants us to understand them. And since that we're at the closeness of the coming of the Lord, even when the Apostle Paul was sharing with the people in Thessalonica, he had to remind them because many people had been taught that, you know what, it's nothing to this resurrection. It's nothing to Jesus dying and resurrection. I mean, this world is still going on since Jesus has died. And you know what? Jesus ain't coming back.
My Lord.
And that's the frame of mind that's what's emanating around in the body of Christ right
that's
now.
Right, preacher.
Amen. We're living as though that Jesus is not coming back.
Man, bitch.
And many people are caught up in this masquerade. And you know what? The word of God tells us that, you know what, because of the false preaching that's going around, many people are going to be caught off guard. Bishop Townsend, how do you know that? Well, Minister Mildred, if you will, go with me to the book of 2 Thessalonians, please, the first chapter. The first chapter.
Man.
Because we shared it with God's people at first. Amen.
Amen.
In the fifth chapter, we had shared it with God's people that in the fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians, he began to tell them in verse number 3, he said, for you yourselves perfectly know that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And then verse number 3 begins to let the people at Thessalonica know this. And this is not just for them, but this is for us in this dispensation of time too. Amen. He said, for when they, who is they? When they shall say, who is they? They are the teachers and preachers of the dispensation of time in which that we're living in. For when they shall say peace and safety, what's going to happen? Then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. And the word of God says through the mouth of Paul, and they shall not escape. Why? Because they're not expecting what Jesus said to take place
is going to take place.
For some reason, I think that since we're in this name it and claim it dispensation of time, that we can alter the prophetic utterance that came from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not going to happen, Minister Mildred.
Oh, no.
Amen. I know we're living in an age, amen, where he said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. But the prophetic things that came from the mouth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his holy apostles, amen, they will not be changed. He said, heaven and earth
pass away.
Listen to this, saints of God.
Man.
And get this with clarity and understanding. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. Now, the only way that you can differentiate that, and I'm mighty scared that you become a educated derelict or either reprobate, if you can take one part of God's word and throw it to the curb, something wrong with you. If you take any of God's word and you kick it to the curb, you can't do that.
You can't do it.
Now, what can happen is you may not have the thorough understanding and the comprehension as to what the word of God is saying, like the Ethiopian eunuch that said, how can I, when he said, do you understand what you read?
He said,
And the Ethiopian eunuch, even though he was a man of high office, he had a prestigious title next to Candace the Queen, but he was truthful and said, how can I?
Except
some man. Now, he had the word, but unfortunately, the word did not have him. Mm-hmm. And that's the case that we have today. Man. Many people have the word, but the word does not have them.
They don't have an understanding of a bishop.
No, they don't have an understanding.
Man.
And that's the reason why we've got to, and they've got to be like that eunuch.
Yes, Lord.
And humble themselves and say, well, you know what? How can I?
Yes, Lord.
Except, and can I share you what he was saying? In other words, how can I accept some man who's really filled with the Spirit?
Amen. Amen.
Lead me and direct me, because you know what? Jesus even said the blind will lead the blind, but what will happen?
They're going to both fall into the ditch.
Fall into a ditch.
Amen.
All right. Minister Miller, let's go back to the 2 Thessalonians and to all of those brothers and sisters out there that are suffering in your marriage, you're suffering in your homes. Amen. Let me tell you something, and this is the truth of the matter. This falls for the bishops, the apostles, the elders, and everything else. And God shared this with me. He said, the ministry on the outside will never, listen to this, get right until the ministry inside is right.
That's right.
To my brother pastor, to my sister pastor, to my sister evangelist, to my sister missionary, my brother deacon. The ministry, even in the church office that you hold, will never be right until it is getting right in the house.
Amen.
Why do you say that? Well, the Apostle Paul even shared it with Timothy. He said that, you know what, that how can the man of God oversee the house of God without being able to properly oversee his house?
My Lord.
Amen. Simply saying that if the ministry ain't right in the house between husband and wife, between wife and husband, between the children and with all gravity, amen, then you know what? We're just like James Brown's song that said we're talking loud and saying nothing. All right, Minister Mildred, where are we at on there? Go ahead, share that with us if you will.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Chapter 1, 2 Thessalonians.
Uh-huh.
Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the church of Thessalonians.
Uh-huh.
In God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
And that's what his admonition was. We always want to see our brothers and sisters abound in grace and peace unto you. Because that's what Jesus left. When he left salvation, when Jesus Christ ascended back to be with the Father, these things were left in the hands of the apostles to share with God's people, to let them know that grace and peace is to abide with us. What else?
We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, and it is meet because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth.
That's what it's all about in the body of Christ. But yet the Apostle Paul is sharing with understanding the magnitude of what he heard concerning the church at Thessalonica. They were now accepting the gospel of Jesus Christ, but not only have they accepted it, they are now are abounding in it. They are maturing in the things of God. You see, until we stop minoring in the majors and majoring in the minors, then we're not abounding. But Paul began to express how much he appreciated hearing about them abounding in the things of God. What else, Minister Mildred?
So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecution and tribulation that you endure.
Listen to that key word, that you endure, because as children of God, you are going to endure persecutions and afflictions for the gospel's sake. I did not say because you did not, amen, execute the proper ability of stewardship.
Yes.
You know, many times we suffer because we're not doing our part.
Amen.
When that tooth is bugging you, it ain't because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's because, amen, you ate too many sweets.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
Be to God. Amen. When we get that gout, amen, that ain't because of Jesus Christ. It's because, amen, all of that sulfuric acid, amen, that is not water soluble, is not passing out of our system and it's settling in our joints.
My God.
Praise be to God. So we've got to bring the proper understanding as to why we go through the things that we go and why we are plagued with it. But make no mistake, when you stand for the things of Jesus Christ, amen, you will be spiritually attacked on every level.
You better believe
but
it.
But he told me this. He said, I've given you power
Come on.
Over all the power of the enemy. So you look for the attack, but you know what? You rejoice in it knowing that Christ Jesus has given me authority over that which the enemy is trying to portray against me. What else, Minister Mildred?
Amen. If they attack Jesus, you know who are we. Amen. Okay, number
seven.
Seven?
Well, unless you finish number six. Did you finish it? Read it again.
I'm really in number five.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer.
Wait a minute. You mean the Thessalonians were suffering for the kingdom of God?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, when you are really in the kingdom of God, now, I don't know about you. If you ain't going through some things, check yourself.
Check yourself.
Amen. Maybe the enemy still got you.
My Lord.
Amen. Because when you have really began to take a foothold onto the things of Jesus Christ, not only are you going to be attacked by the things of the enemy, but you will attack what the enemy is doing.
Come on.
Amen. Why do you think the apostles went out and they began to pray for the sick and cast out demons and devils and resurrect the dead? Because everything that God likes,
the enemy hates. Come on now.
And everything that God hates,
the devil loves.
The devil likes.
Yeah.
Everything. Amen. So that's the reason why you got to ask yourself, am I walking after the similitude of Christ Jesus? Amen. Or have I still brought Egypt in my life with me? See, when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, they were supposed to leave those things in Egypt. But what happens when you bring Egypt with you? Mm. You find your mind going back into a darkness. You find yourself going back into the things that are degrading in the sight of God. What else, Minister Mildred?
Number six says, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you.
Now, you ain't got to pray on nobody.
Come on.
You ain't got to go around here speaking curses and hexes and spells on people. Because the word of God says, be not deceived. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. Now, watch this. If you're a backbiter, it's coming back at you.
Who?
If you're a discord sower,
yes, Lord.
It's coming back at you.
Come on.
Watch this. If you put somebody down thinking that's going to build you up, it's only coming back at you. Why do you think our Lord and Savior Jesus said, pray for them that despitefully mistreat you? Can I tell you why? Because when you put anything that comes out of your mouth, it is a seed.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. See, we talk about seed in terms of money.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. When you think evil about your brothers or sisters and speak evil against them, that is a seed.
Amen.
And that seed is going to come back up.
Yes, it comes.
That's why when people do you wrong, bless them.
Bless them. Hallelujah.
And curse not.
That's the
because
word.
Because when they speak evil against you, listen, when they act jealous of you,
yes.
When they act as insidious about the things that you do, bless them.
Bless them. Hallelujah. That's the word. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. When you bless them, what you're doing is setting yourself up for a greater anointing
Glory.
In your life. You ain't got to stand toe-to-toe with nobody.
That's it.
See, some of us got the attitude, well, I'm going to get them up off me because I ain't got to take it. Jesus didn't take it.
No,
you've got to follow
what Jesus said.
That's your flesh talking.
Hallelujah.
And not the Holy Ghost talking. But now, when the Holy Ghost starts talking, amen, that's why he told you to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Amen. You don't have to defend yourself. God will defend you. But if God ain't defending you, then you got to check you.
Hallelujah.
What else, Minister Smith?
Woo, glory. Good word. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels.
Now, when the Lord comes, everybody going to see it. Everybody going to know it. And let me tell you something. As they said in the world, it's going down.
It's going down.
It's about to go down. Now, this is the reason why you got to make your calling and election
Thank
sure.
Lord Jesus.
Now, watch this, and I want to share this with you. Amen. That's why you got to be making sure that you're not walking in the broad way.
Yes, Lord.
Because there is a way that seemeth right unto man. But the end thereof is going to constitute, I mean, you know what? We talk about how loving God is and how caring he is.
Yes, he is.
And he's all of that and
yes.
a bag of chips.
Hallelujah.
But let me tell you something. The wrath of God is still falling upon the children of disobedience.
Yes, it's his word. Amen.
Let me say that again. The wrath of God. Watch this. Just like the natural laws that we operate in this earth.
Yes.
I don't care how sanctified you are. I don't care how much tongues you speak in.
Come on.
If you walk into an elevator shaft and ain't no elevator there, God's law still going to do what it says. Mm. Gravity, the law of gravity, is going to pull you down to your D-E-A-T-H.
If God don't intervene,
that's the law.
The angels don't catch you.
That's why the apostles, and they said, Lord, thy laws are perfect.
Yes.
Amen. It's the same laws that God spoke that make that moon stay up in the sun.
Hallelujah.
I mean, up in the sky.
Yes.
That sun hangs up there because of the laws that God got set. This earth goes around the sun every 24 hours. Why? Because those laws. Now, those are natural and spiritual laws that God got set. And every, now he said, my word,
my God,
shall not pass away. Now, those of us that know Jesus, we're safe. Those of us that obey the gospel, we're safe. But what's going to happen to us that think that we're doing it right and not doing it right? Minister That's Miller, help me out. We got about 3 minutes.
Number 8 said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God.
Hold it. Wait just a minute. Wait. Slow down. You mean to tell me this loving God is going to take vengeance on them that do what?
That do not know God. He said, in flaming fire, not just fire.
So when Jesus comes back, y'all, there's going to be some straightening up to take place.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And he's going to be taking vengeance on people that have not done what they're supposed to do.
And then not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Can I tell you when the gospel started?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The birth of the church is that same gospel that we adhere to right now. When the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost, and those 12 apostles began to share with men and women what they must do to be a part of the kingdom.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Now watch this now, and I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but if you ain't did what those apostles say that we need to do, then we ain't in the kingdom.
It's in the word. Amen.
Amen.
It's showing the word.
And because, amen, I know. See, what has happened is this, y'all. Like I done told y'all, we're living in a time now where man thinks that because a woman can get pregnant, that that's still God's perfect will. It's not. Uh-uh. Because two men are living together, and the government legislature has passed that ordinance that it's okay just because the government said it. It's not.
That's right. God law.
There's things in God's law and in his and in his plan of salvation that don't change, even though the Catholic Church might have changed it. Amen. Lutheran might have changed it. Luther might have changed it. Calvin might have changed it. But when you get back to this word,
yes, Lord, God work on
it. All goes back to the day of Pentecost, just like when men and women began to have children. It started with Adam and Eve. Now, Satan then perverted it.
Mm.
And you don't think that Satan will pervert the word just like he did Jesus in the wilderness. He tried to pervert the word to Jesus. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you. This rascal is slick. And he will pervert the word and twist it. Amen. And the sad part about it is those that don't know the word will just follow it hook, line, and sinker. What else, Minister Miller?
Amen. That's so true. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
My God.
When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all of them and believe because our testimony among you was believed in that day.
My God.
Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power.
You see that, y'all? Wherefore, we pray always for you that God would count you worthy. If you're counted worthy, there is a possibility, brothers and sisters, that you can do something that will count you as unworthy.
Unworthy. Amen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's tight, but it's right, my brothers and sisters.
Right,
and we're not on an inquisition to make you think that God is this big old mad guy in the sky that's out to get you.
Mm-mm.
But the truth of the matter is, if the children of Israel,
yes, Lord,
because of their disobedience, did not enter into the promised land, I got news for you.
Yes, Lord.
Neither will you.
Amen.
Amen. Neither will you. I mean, you can confess Jesus Christ as Lord and your Savior, and you have not done what's according to the gospel to get into the kingdom. Then we got to go back and do some homework and to make sure that every T is crossed and every I is dotted to the glory of God, not to the glory of Bishop Townsend,
man,
not to the glory of pastor, not to the glory of elder, but to the glory of God. God.
Man.
Praise be to God. What else, Minister Miller? Then I think we're through.
Number 12, the last one says that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm going to share something with you. That name of Jesus is so significant.
Oh,
until
God.
That name encompasses the very similitude of what the Godhead is all about.
Thank you, Lord.
The name of Jesus. That's the reason why when he was even speaking to the people at Colossus in chapter 3, verses 17, he said, whatsoever you do
in word or deed.
Or deed.
Do it all.
Do it how?
In the name.
In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hey.
Jesus the Messiah. There's no other way.
Hey.
So that means, brothers and sisters, that, amen, when he gave Peter the keys to the kingdom, that happened. Peter opened that door on the day of Pentecost. And he told them, men and brethren, what shall we do? He told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hey, we've got to go in Jesus' name. We love you. Minister Miller, you want to tell them goodbye?
Goodbye. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
And for holiness.
Praise the Lord. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. And if it has, you can correspond with us by simply writing us at
111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi.